Blog Talk Radio.
Bear with me a second. Haven't played that one in a while. This is Pastor Kenny Powers. So I'm glad to be in here with you this morning or this evening. So let's open up with prayer this evening. Thank you, Jesus, for this service. And thank you, Father, for giving us your word. It brings us so much wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and truth, Father, that we need each and every day to live by and to walk by, so we are not in darkness, Father. And Father, we thank you for this day and for all of those that are listening to this message live right now and further in the future, that it may give them that comfort. As I was teaching earlier tonight, dear Father, out of John 14, that comforter that will teach us all things, Father. Teach us tonight through your Spirit. Give your servant your Spirit to teach not only me, but your people what you would have us to know. And we ask this to be done in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so we're going to pick up here in Romans chapter 9 tonight. Pastor finished Romans 8 this morning. So I'll let you Romans chapter 9, verse 1. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart, for I could wish that myself were accused from Christ for my brother and my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertain the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises, whose are the fathers and of whom are concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. Not as though the word of God hath taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by her father Isaac. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore have he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardeneth. Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory. Even us whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. As he saith also in OZ, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not my beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. Esaias also crieth concerning Israel. Though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. And as Esaias said before, except the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a seed, we had been as Sodom and been made like unto Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after unrighteousness, have obtained the righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained the law of righteousness. Wherefore, because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law, for they stumbled at that stumbling stone. For it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. All right, so a lot of stuff to cover here. Thank you, Father, for this reading of your word, and bring forward from this message what all your people and your servant to hear, Father. And we're asking this to be done in Jesus' name. Okay. always want to put the Lord first because he is the teacher. Yes, I am a pastor. Yes, I am a teacher, but this is not my message, right? This is not my word. So I can only teach what he gives me. I don't make things up. All right, so we'll pick back up here in Romans chapter 9, verse 1. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. So what he's covering here is God picked Israel, right? He picked Abraham and his descendants because they were better people, but that they would become special. See, God makes righteousness righteousness. He decides what righteousness is, what truth is, what sin is, comes from him, not from mankind. Although we are called many names and many things, right? It comes from God. This is his heaviness and continual sorrow that he's going to speak about down through this chapter, is that the law and how to live and obtain righteousness was given to Israel. But see, when Jesus came, they didn't know who he was. When it's clear to, I mean, it's clear to me when I start studying the Bible, especially, you know, Isaiah 53, I mean, how much clearer can you make it? So, and this is the problem with sin. It blinds you. It'll make you not pay attention. You'll want to follow rules. Yeah, rules are not righteousness. We need them, I understand that. But doing right is righteousness. God is righteousness. So I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, by conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. So when we have truth within us, truth will come out of us. Don't worry, it's just going to cut people off listening online. So the show won't end. You can stay called in. And the recording will continue later on. All right, so we'll pick up here in verse 3. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption. See, the Israel and the Jews were adopted. You know, if you will, Abraham was adopted, right? He said, I'm going to give you all this stuff. See, I'm adopted. I was raised by my grandparents. So I was taken away and given an advantage, right? I mean, not the same thing, but you understand. So God chose one man, Abraham and Sarah, and from then on down. So who are Israelites? So let's go back at verse 3. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises. See, who are the fathers and of whom was concerning the flesh Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. So God gave all this not to the whole world. He gave it to Israel, one nation. You know, the Gentiles didn't have a way to make heaven their home. There was no law for them, right? Full that I've been given an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior because I'm not Jewish. Right? I'm a Gentile. Born a Gentile. So, in that time, right, there's no way to make heaven your home. Thankful we live now. Right? So, picking up here in verse 6, not as though the word of God hath taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. Now, he's going to explain this adoption thing, right? Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, he's going to explain it here. They which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. And he's going to explain. So I don't have to do a whole lot of teaching tonight. All right, some, yes. But mostly you just have to read this. For this is the word of promise. All this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac. So the children of the flesh, slow this down a little bit. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So Jacob and Esau, right? Jacob was renamed Israel. Esau forsook his birthright. He came out first. They were twins, right? Esau forsook his birthright. He didn't know what he had. But this is the thing. We have to know what we have. If you don't know what you have, you don't know if you have any value. And see, this is the thing Satan is always wanting to, he's always pushing on me, at least. I know he's pushing on everyone else, too. You don't have any value. That's what he keeps telling, right? You're not important. You don't have value. You don't matter. That's what he's always, you know what I mean? Satan is trying to take away value, which is what happened with Esau. See, he didn't value his birthright. Esau, I mean, might have been renamed Israel instead of Jacob had he not forsook his birthright. See, we can't forsake what God has given us. And for us, that means that Holy Spirit. We got to obey the Spirit and his leading on our life. And where we are to go, what we are to say, and what we are to do. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise, at this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac. For the children being not yet born, neither have done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. So God makes things work. To the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. I am called to teach. So is Pastor Tony. So are others. And I talked to Pastor Tony this morning about it. Y'all may not. People around the world are wanting me to come and teach them. I kind of think that's what I've been doing around the world, is teaching them. You know, I can't fly everywhere and be everywhere, but with this thing that God has given us, this internet thing, right, I can be heard around the world. This word can continue worldwide. And in a way of speaking, right, God is calling other people. He's called me, and I'm teaching, and right, this calling thing keeps going. That's what I'm bringing up. That's what I'm trying to get across here. God is calling other people. So this is why it's important, even if you just, you don't have to be a pastor, you just live this life. You walk according to God's word and newness of life. People, that calling will go with you and how you live. Other people say, hey, you know what? This woman, they got something I don't have. So that's that calling. Amen. It was said unto her, right, this is Rebecca, Isaac's wife. The elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. And that's what I was talking about that birthright thing. You know, that's important. You got to know what you have. You got to know what your value is. Because if you don't know your value, you can throw away your value really easy. It doesn't take long to do that. All right, 14. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? No, God forbid. No, there's. God's not unrighteous. He's not evil. He's not wrong. He's not bad. But see, not only Esau, but myself and others, right, have done evil in our past. We have forsaken God, right, in our past, and turned to sin. Or turned to, see, that's the thing. Religion is trying to replace Jesus. That's what happened with Israel. God gave them their law, and they kept adding to it. The Talmud, they kept adding laws and rules. That's why Jesus was angry with them. Look, you're not helping the people. You're loading them down with a bunch of stuff. You're not helping them to carry any kind of burden. So we got to watch that. We got to be very careful that we don't worship religion. We have to worship Jesus. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy. On whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So this is where we also have to be mindful, and we have to watch our mouth when it comes to judging people, because who thought I would amount to anything? Who thought I would be a pastor? Who thought I would even still be alive? So God will show compassion. He will have compassion. Now, does that mean that's freedom to sin and do as I please? No. But the same goes for others. God called me living in sin. So we got to be careful when we are judging other people, because God called us when we were living in sin. So we got to watch our mouth a little bit. Pray for those that are living in sin to come out of it. Right? But we have to be very careful that we not be judgmental of the person, but, you know, the behavior, yes. We have to love them because God loved us. See, well, sometimes we forget about that. We forget God loved us when we were lost. So we got to help other people out of that life. And this is that thing with compassion. We have to show other people compassion. You know, it's not easy to do. When you got to pick, you're going to judge others or you're going to have compassion. And you're going to pray for people. You're going to help people. You're going to give people a break. That doesn't mean we accept sin, right? So God will have mercy and compassion on who he likes, not who you and I like. And always be mindful, he showed us compassion and he didn't have to. So, you know, how compassionate have you been to other people? How merciful have you been compared to what God has shown you? Verse 16, so then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. That's right. You can have all the money and be the best and all that. You know what? It's still up to God. God showeth that mercy. Verse 17, for the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. You know, as much as I don't like this scamdemic, which what I think it is, the scam, you know, making life hard, kind of like fasting and prayer. Fasting is not my favorite thing to do. I like to eat, right? But fasting has a purpose. We have to deny ourselves, because otherwise, right, you know, we get caught up in a way of life that's maybe not healthy for us. We don't listen to God. So to hear him, we have to deny ourselves. So hard times make us a better person. And I'm hoping that the people of America and around the world going through hard times are going to come to seek the Lord Jesus Christ. But they're not going to go seek him if you and I are not living it. So they're just going to see us as a hypocrite when they know they're a hypocrite. Why? I mean, I don't want to be like him. I'm already like him. I don't have to change. So this is a thing where we have to walk in newness of life, you and I that are born again, child of living God, because other people are watching. So should I do this Christian thing or not? Or is that, see, I'm already a hypocrite. Well, why do I have to be like him? I'm already him. I'm already like him. I don't have to change. I'm already like her. I don't have to change. So this is the thing with that, you know, God can show his power like through Pharaoh, through a pandemic, right? The people will call on to him. God can use all kinds of things. But we don't want to limit him. Therefore, hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardeneth. There you go. So it doesn't matter how righteous people are, right? Mercy and compassion come from him, not from people. They come from him through people that belong to him. Amen. Compassionate and show mercy doesn't mean you got to test the spirits. Because government hands out money. Does that mean government is God? No. Now be very careful And this is what, you know what I mean, we got to be mindful of. Government is not our daddy. I love my country, but government's slowly trying to become God and decide your life for you, tell you what is right and wrong. Right and wrong is right here on this page tonight. It's in God's word. God is truth. People aren't truth. Government is not truth. Only the Lord Jesus Christ is truth. 19, thou wilt say unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who have resisted his will? Nay or no, O man, who art thou that refiest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hell? So why did you make me? So God, you know, and we see this happening. So verse 21, hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? So the Creator will decide. What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he hath afore prepared unto glory, even us, whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. So God called me. I wasn't, you know, I didn't believe in him. Church I went to didn't teach right. Most churches don't teach right. Cared not for truth. I cared not for people. I cared not for God. Really cared not for love. But yet he called me. So we got to be very careful with our judgment of people, and we have to love people because God loved us. He loved me. He's loved you. If you're listening to this message still and you're not paying it, you know, if you're not watching TV, you're falling asleep, right? You've already known, called you. He's got something for you in your life. So we have to love others as Christ loved us. Amen? So even us with whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also the Gentiles. So we have to love all people. 25, as he saith also in OC, I will call them my people which are not my people. And her beloved, which are not my beloved. Like I said earlier, I am not Jewish. But here I am teaching his word, and I'm called his people. Grafted into that vine. Amen? So, I mean, I'm not his people. I'm beloved, which I was not his beloved. I was not Jewish. 26, and it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. Praise God. Thank God for that. I'm glad Jesus come and died on the cross, and you know, I've accepted him. Because without that, I got nothing to look forward to but eternal life in the lake of fire. No way made for me without Jesus. You know, take a minute to think about that. God came to one man. Down through him, Israel around the world, to the non-Jewish people, not the Gentiles. We were unbelievers. No way made for us to make heaven our home. Uh, Isaiah also crieth concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. And when I look today at the Christian world, it seems like we have a remnant. Because most of the churches today, Jesus is not in their church. He's not welcome in their church. So if we are a born-again child of the living God and we are walking in righteousness and living according to God's word, we are the remnant. Way of looking at it. I can hear about Israel, but I'm referring to people who are walking and living in righteousness today. But we have that Holy Spirit in us. We can do great things for God. But we have to believe. And we have to obey. World that we live in, God can make a short work of it. We need a worldwide revival. And that starts with you and I obeying God's word. And walking according to righteousness. Amen? Verse 29. And as Isaiah said before, except the Lord of Sabbath have left us a seed, we had been as Sodom and been made unto like unto Gomorrah. Amen, that's true. I mean, if it died with Abraham, there'd be no Jesus, would there? I mean, Sarah was what, 90? Abraham was what, 100? Right, even as good as dead. I'm just saying, right, 90-year-old woman having a baby. So God knows how to make a way. God can't make no way. It's impossible. Well, I don't think so. I mean, can a woman have a baby at 90? People are going to tell you no. With God, all things are possible. Amen. But without that baby, at 90 years old, there'd be no Jesus. Like you said, we'd have been to Sodom and made like unto Gomorrah. 30, what should we say then, that the Gentiles which followed not after righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith? So let's go, what does this mean? So what are we saying? That's what it says here. What should we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not, see, they didn't follow the law. They were not believers. Have to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. See, I believe, and Jesus died on the cross. After the third day, he rose again. Right? I believe that. Right, I'm baptized. I repented my sins. I'm baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for repentance, right? Which is what I teach. I teach repentance, as Jesus taught, against sin, but repent from it, right? And to turn from sin. So I've attained even the righteousness which is of faith. I didn't follow the law. The law was not given to me. But Israel, 31, which followed after the law of righteousness, have not obtained the law of righteousness. And why is that? Wherefore? See, why is that? because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled. Well, a lot of churches are bringing today, I grew up in one, trying to bring the people under the law. See, they don't want you attaining righteousness by faith. They're more like show up and say words and go through actions. In other words, by religion, not by faith. Show up at church, and if the church will have you, you got salvation. Yeah, I don't think so. Pretty sure that's not how that works. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone, and brothers and sisters listening to this message tonight, we got a lot of people going to our churches. They're stumbling on that stumbling stone called religion. We got to follow Christ, not a religion. We need a relationship, not a religion. As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be shamed. See, Jesus is that stumbling stone. If you stumble and you trip on something, yeah, it hurts when you fall down. And you're made aware of what you, because you always look, right? You look at what you stumbled on. You missed a step or, you know, a tree limb or something that you tripped on and you fell down, right? That stumbling stone. Well, Jesus is that stumbling stone. He is that rock of offense, that chief cornerstone. I'm not a builder, but I understand when you set up your first brick, right, or stone, that kind of lays out your dimensions, how things are going to be built, right? He is the chief cornerstone. And he is that rock of offense. Not only with Israel, but with a lot of our churches today, like I was teaching earlier, Jesus not welcome in a lot of our churches today, right? He's the rock of offense in our so-called Christian churches. And they don't want to hear that. I get turned from homosexuality and pornography and adultery and lying, you know, all those Ten Commandments. I got to obey that stuff. I got to walk in newness of life. I got to turn from sin. See, Jesus did the work. Now, we have to do the work to believe and to keep the devil away. And we do that by reading his word. And like I was teaching on TikTok earlier on John 14, right? Sent us that comforter will teach us all things. It's also in 1 John, right? You don't need man to teach you stuff. The Holy Spirit, that comforter, will teach you all things. But if we don't have him, we're not taught. And this is the problem with a lot of our churches today. They're baptizing the wrong way. I went to that one church at Assembly of God. You don't need it. It's symbolic. Well, salvation, then I guess salvation to them is symbolic. Eight were saved by water, so this water thing's a pretty big deal. You got to get it right. And this is why not only America, but the world is in bad shape. We have to get it right, people. And we have to obey God's word. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for this message tonight, for blessing your servant with this word. And Father, may it bring this people that hear this message, that wisdom, that knowledge, that understanding of how Israel and Gentiles, right, non-Jewish people, Father, how we can make heaven our home and what the difference is. And Father, that we can take this knowledge and teach others, share with others, that they can turn from their sin, right? And that rock of offense can become our Savior, that chief cornerstone. So we can fall on that and be broken to pieces. Because when we are broken, Father, we can become useful to enlarge your kingdom, Father. Bless this small church, Father, even though we are just a few people, like this man this morning, these people that I talked to in Africa and Pakistan and everywhere around the world, them missionaries for righteousness, to teach this word as it's written, not altered and watered down. Father, use this ministry. Use Pastor Tony. Use me. Use Pastor Dennis, Father. And all those that are listening to this message, not only tonight, but hopefully long after I'm dead and gone, Father, to forward this message and enlarge your kingdom. Bless our little church, Father. We're trying to get this building. Father, give us that base that we need where we can live and grow and give people in that community to come in so we can transform this community that we live in. And bless us financially, Father. Heal our personal finances, my back, my diabetes, Father Libby, Pastor Tony's back, his health, get him off of that oxygen machine, his wife Libby, her mind, Pastor Dennis, his life, bless him and his family. And Father, make a way for all of our, especially our family, the lost in our family, Father, as so many, that a way could be said, maybe not by me or by Pastor Tony or Pastor Dennis, but by somebody where they will turn from their sin and accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. Father, last I want to pray for our country. Father, we're damaged because of sin. The enemy has infiltrated our churches and turned many of our churches into counterfeits of none effect, and it has destroyed our nation. Father, we pray for our country, that we may remain strong no matter if we're put in prison. We have to serve you unto death, Father. Just give us that strength. Teach your word and to live it each and every day. And I ask this to be done in Jesus' name. All right. God bless you all. I hope you have a great night. And go with God, and we'll be back in here at 10 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow morning. All right. God bless you all. You have a good night. Bye-bye.